Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey, y'all, it's your girl, Claudia Jordan, and we are back with TGIF. We're here to spill the tea and break down the biggest headlines in the news and on social media. So sit back, relax, and get ready to sip this hot tea. Please welcome Al Reynolds. What's up, Al?
What's going on, Claudia?
I like that lavender. That's a pretty color. It's a color of tranquility. That's what I believe.
I can bring some tranquility in this space.
I doubt it, but it's a pretty color. It's a pretty color. You tried it, though, but that's a pretty color.
You were like, not today. Not today.
No, probably not today. It's pretty much given spring. And yeah, but it's supposed to be the color of tranquility. I love that color. It's one of my favorite colors. That was very pretty.
Thank you.
Okay. And please welcome with his nipples out.
Hey!
I had to call him out. I see him. I see him. I got to call him out. What's going on over there?
Hey, listen, we're having fun today. I felt a little shimmery and shiny today. So I said, why not? It's hot today. It's really hot outside.
Oh, so that the transparency just giving you a little bit of coolness. So, or you just want to show the soulmates what you was working with over there with them.
Sometimes you just got to add a little flavor to a basic tea.
That is not a basic tea. Okay. All right, soulmates, please put some fire in the chat if you're feeling the outfit for today. I think everybody looks really good today. It's looking very nice. It's looking very wealthy. I love it. Anybody drinking tonight? No pressure, but anybody drinking?
Al? I'm drinking tonight.
I'm drinking.
Oh, all three of us, a little trifecta going on. Vodka and some
buttery Chardonnay for me.
Okay, Armand.
I'm having 1800 tequila and watermelon juice.
How much is a bottle of 1800?
It's like, I don't know, like 20, 30, maybe 40. I don't know.
But in the club, it's like $500, right?
Right. Definitely.
Yeah.
Ain't that ridiculous? Like, okay.
Remember when Hennessy was like cheap?
Right. Like you can really buy the stuff.
You can't buy a bottle of Hennessy without it being like, in a club at least, being $300-$500.
Ain't that crazy what they get away with by just like playing with us? Like we don't want to look like poor in the club. So we're like, oh, I'll get a bottle. But then when that bill comes, you'd be like, ugh.
Right. I guess it's for the section, you know what I mean? So you really have to pay your pan for the section, but it's through the bottle.
It's unbelievable. Oh, we get a lot of fire in the chat. Okay, they feeling it. Okay, soulmate, so you know what? We are feeling the show. So we got a good show for you tonight. Let's get to these topics. All right, y'all, Tank caused some controversy during his recent interview on The Breakfast Club. When discussing the topic of sex and the art of lovemaking, Tank said, men, you have to fall back in love with the blank. And by blank, I mean, it rhymes with a bussy, with the B, but not with the B. It rhymes with that, though. Can I say that word? That word's not on the list. I think I can say that word. So you have to fall back in love with the idea of making love to a woman and doing it at a high level. You have to study a woman. You have to learn her body in order to do this thing the right way. All right, y'all, do you think Tank has a point? Are most men these days more interested in the quick gratification of sex rather than performing at a high level? Al, let's go to you first. What do you think about?
I don't know why. Like? Don't you always go to me when it's like like these crazy? Listen,
when it's sex, yes.
I know. I'm sorry, and I know I'm going to probably get a lot of backlash for this one, but Tank is 110% wrong and really stupid for this. Heterosexual men don't need to fall back in love with Tootsie Cat. They love Tootsie Cat. And women, there's not one woman on this planet is having any problems with getting a man to like their Tootsie Cat or want their Tootsie Cat. Heterosexual men need to fall back in love with black women. And I mean, fall back in love with black women, respecting black women, loving black women, nurturing, and, you know, and loving all of the naturalities of it. You know, not the hair, not the nails, not the booties, not the face, but real black women. Now, as it relates to making love and knowing how to do that, yeah, they need to do that too, but that comes second. Women do not have a problem with finding a man to make love to them good. Okay? We women, black women specifically, or all women, want to find men that know how to do more than that. They want to fall in love with men that respect them, that care for them, that protect them, that provide for them. That's my opinion. So as far as I'm concerned, Tank only told half the picture, not the whole.
Okay. Armand, what do you think?
I love Tank. I honestly think that Tank can do no wrong, but I could be a little bit biased because I met Tank, you know, a while back, and he was really, really cool. I just love everything about Tank, and Tank is fine, child. But at the end of the day, here's what I think about it. I think he meant, like, you know, guys need to fall back in love with the cootie cat. Like, they need to embrace it. They need to care more. A lot of these men, especially some of my straight bros out here, they just out here hitting it and quitting it and moving on. Like, everything is just so quick. So I understand what he's saying. He's saying fall back in love with making love to a woman, because then all that other stuff comes with it. If you love her, if you love making love to her, if you love making her feel good, you love making her finish, then you might care about her more outside of just a sexual experience. You know, you might be a better boyfriend. You might be a faithful husband. So I think the overarching, you know, aspect of this is like caring for your woman beyond just a one-night stand. And it starts with really trying to please her and making love and not just getting yours first.
Okay, Preston Renner said, lies, Al. These men are two-minute men that only care about themselves.
I just said that.
Oh, yeah. Who Dat PYT said, why is Tank always talking about sex? And why does it always sound like he's trying to come out of the closet? Okay, Arnold Norfleet said, I'm an unselfish lover. And then Tanya Christmas said, Tank should give classes. And Shantae Thomas says, he means not just hitting it and quitting it, Al. Okay, Joseph Savage, one more comment. I think he was saying men need to make love more than just screw. Yeah, maybe he wasn't articulating it as clearly as we'd like it to be, but I do think a couple of things can be true. Yeah, I do agree, Al, that it would be nice to be more into relationships and not just sex. But when we are on the topic of sex, I feel like there is a lot of like surface level screwing. Where's the looking in the eyes? Where's the lovemaking? People aren't lovemaking because they're not really in love anymore. And I would love to see people return to having a more affectionate and beautiful experience. Cause sex, when you really care and when it's more lovemaking, is way better than hitting and quitting it. And when you hit it and quit it, when you're in love with someone, that is more fun. Like love, no matter what, is always going to elevate the experience and you know, caring. And you got to care about your performance. Getting a nut is very surface, don't you think, Armand? Like, it's just
I just feel like he just means, like, where's the intimacy? And intimacy needs to be brought back. But now people are just so free in thinking and free in feeling and so fluid that people are just getting theirs off. And, you know, particularly the men. Men are just going out there, they're busting their nut, and they're moving on, and they don't care about women because at this point they'll get it from a man, they'll get it from a woman, you know, and they just move on. And it's a real selfish kind of thing. So I agree with Tank. Treat the woman better, you know, make love to her, because if you care about a woman to make love to her, to make sure she finishes, to make sure she feels good, you're probably going to treat her well at home. You're probably not going to cheat on her. You know what I mean?
Sex, when it's like, it feels like lovemaking, can make you tear up. Mm-hmm. It can make you be reminisce about it in the middle of the day, and you just get that shiver like, I can't wait to see that again. Like it does, it just elevates the whole experience. All right, on a heavier note, we have an update on Ralph Jarl, the teen who was shot by a white man after accidentally going to the wrong house. Luckily, the teen survived the attempted murder. Well, now Ralph's family has filed a civil lawsuit against Andrew Lester and the Homeowners Association where Andrew Lester lives. Do you expect this lawsuit to end in Ralph's favor? Armand, what do you think?
I'm scared. I don't know. It should. But at the same time, you know, this is an old 84-year-old man. This could not end well because they could say, you know, he was fearing for his life. He was old. He had no choice. He just did. He reacted out of fear. That's what they're trying to say. He was nervous. But we all know that this was racially motivated at the end of the day. So hopefully justice is served, but I won't be surprised if it's not.
That face looks guilty. I'm just going to go ahead and say that.
For like, sure.
You have to look at what you think about that. This man in this case, do you think the family will get justice in the civil case?
I think what it is this is a brilliant attempt on the attorney's side to make sure all bases are covered. And of course, the attorney found out that he was a part of an HOA, and HOAs have a fiduciary responsibility for the safety of both people visiting the community and those who live in the community. And when you have governing communities like this, technically you can serve them. They can be sued. And I'm loving the fact that this particular attorney, whoever Ralph Yarl family has hired, is really on top of their law, because you know you actually can sue an HOA, and they technically, people can go to jail for breaching their fiduciary duty. So I like the idea that this family is like, listen, I'm going to get justice some way, somehow. I'm going to get justice, and we're going to turn over every rock possible to make sure that happens. And this is one of those rocks. Good job.
That's right. We all know that in a civil case, the threshold is much lower than in a criminal case. And that's echoed by City Baby 415 said the same thing. Bettina Lessa said, yeah, I pray it does. What he did to that young boy was wrong. And Empire TV said, I'm nervous about this because we know how it goes in America when it comes to Black people getting shot. And Jackie said, hope they get the money before he dropped dead. You know, this is unbelievable.
That's a good one.
He looking old and decrepit himself. He doesn't look that healthy. You can't just react like this, fellas, ladies and gentlemen, when people come to your door and they're not aggressive. He wasn't carrying a weapon. There was a little Black boy at his door, and that was it. And the fact that, you know what's so funny? You know, people make excuses for this man being scared in his own home with the safety of knowing he has a gun. But then the threshold is so high for Black people having all kinds of guns and red lights pointed at them by the police to behave in a way that's so calm, right? And it's just amazing, like the double standards, you know? How we make excuses for, oh, well, he was old, or, you know, he was nervous, but we're not supposed to feel away when we're in that position. They expect us to be unicorns. It's unbelievable. And La Poetra said the grandson of the man came forward and said his grandfather was racist. The HOA may have to pay. Oh, shout out to the grandson for speaking up against his racist, ugly granddaddy.
Okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, the guy's 84 years old. You know he racist.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He sure is. All right, let's get back to the foolery. Rapper Skilla Baby was not pleased after having his chest rubbed by a man in the audience. He paused his performance and said, no disrespect to you, bro. I don't even go that way. Now, social media had mixed reactions about how the rapper handled this incident. One person wrote, those are the ones that be low-key messing with boys. Someone else wrote, you can tell he's a sweetheart because he was still super respectful. Do you think Skilla Baby handled this appropriately, Al? What do you think?
You know what? I'm going to have to be honest with you. And I'm a part of the LGBTQ+ community. Skilla Boy got more daggone patience than I do. I thought he handled it with a lot of grace and a lot of professionalism. When you disrespect people like that, it could go 110% left. We know that because we've seen people be killed from incidents like this, be violently beat up because of incidents like this. It's things that the community is very familiar with. And when you cross that line and disrespect somebody, especially an entertainer in front of all those numbers of people, he better be glad he walked out of there alive, in my opinion. Skilla Boy had every right, if he wanted to be violent towards him. He had every right, if he wanted to have a rebuttal and call him all types of names. You simply cannot disrespect people in that manner. And especially unless he told you what his sexuality is. This type of behavior is dangerous, and it cannot be done or tolerated. That goes for man or boy, straight, whatever. Just like we saw that rapper young lady who the guy tapped on her booty. Like, you saw what that led into. That led to a beatdown with her kicking him. So I big up Skilla Baby for doing this and handling it the way he did, because it could have definitely gone completely left, and it would have been warranted.
All right. Armand, what are your thoughts?
I agree. Gay man, you cannot get out of bounds with this. This was completely out of bounds. Now, Skilla Baby definitely handled it the right way. I love that he handled it that way, but he did not have to. You know what I mean? He could have got real ignorant, had security beat you up. And there would have been nothing to say about it. So I just feel like when it comes to sexuality and you're another man trying to touch on a rapper and with all these lights and cameras, you don't do that. You don't embarrass that man like that. You, even if he was with it, it's just a very taboo subject, and you don't just reach out and touch somebody like that. And Jerome, just given the circumstances that you're a gay, you're a man touching on another man, and this is a rapper on a public platform, you just don't do that. Now, you know, and I also think for the people in the comments, it's very divisive. It's very, very, very divisive for them to say, oh, these are the kind of men that like men on the low just because he didn't beat the guy up, just because he wasn't flagrant and vulgar towards him. And I don't like that. You know what I mean? Like, it needs to be more men out here that are okay to be like, yo, bro, you cool. I'm just not gay like that, bro. You know, but see, I think to gay people, we shouldn't put these guys that are really our allies in these positions, because the community will still try to trash them and make them gay. And you know what that does? That makes them more violent towards us. Mm-hmm. So don't put them in that situation where they have to prove that they're not gay. They have to prove that they're tough, because you see silly comments like this where people are saying, well, he's probably messing around. No, he's just not ignorant, and he has things to lose, and he really wasn't tripping that bad.
Right. I'm glad you actually brought that up, Armand. That is probably more of the story, if you would, right? The lesson to learn than actually what we said earlier. And you know what? Where is it, and what is this obsession in our community with us always want to make everybody gay? Or what's the obsession also with whether somebody is gay or not? I'm just like, that's fascinating.
Let me tell you something.
I'm glad you shared that.
When you see a man like Skillet Baby react that way, that is actually a straight man, because he's very secure in his sexuality. Now, if he was out here acting crazy and trying to really violate him, that's when you worry, ladies and gentlemen.
That's like a DaBaby situation, right? Is this my internet again?
I don't know, but let me just go ahead and jump in here. Skillet Baby, shout out to you for the way you handle the situation. And to the people that were in the comments saying, oh, that way you can tell he really likes boys, I agree with what both of y'all said. I mean, why would you say that? Like, it's almost like he's damned if he do, damned that he doesn't. He handles it in a classy, respectful way, and it's still gonna be some criticism. And if he was violent, we would say, you could have just told the man in a respectful way. He did the right thing, and y'all still ain't happy. So y'all just want the smoke, y'all just want ignorance. And he did not give y'all that. And I'm glad that he handled it that way. And he would be within his right to flip out. And I don't think that would make him gay or suspect or down low or defensive. I think that's what you would act like if someone violated your space. You don't know what that man has going on. He might have a jealous girlfriend backstage. He might have a jealous man backstage. You don't know what he has in his life. And here you are going to feel just helping yourself to feel on somebody's body. You know, I just think that's super whack and good for him. Like, he did a good job. But if you would have wild out, we still would have had you back on TGIF, because that person was in the wrong. That person was in the wrong. Ivana said Skillet is very secure about himself. I like him. And Naroo said, gay or not, he violated his personal human space. And Candace said, regardless of sexuality, people need to stop touching people and throwing things at people at concerts. And Brooklyn Libra said, I don't even know if I should read this, it's always some thirsty queen trying to feel on someone. Well, it's not just queen. there's actually a lot of people that grab crotches. I was talking to a singer friend of mine who said, you wouldn't believe the things that some of these women do to me as well, like grabbing crotches and all kind of stuff. Still very, very, just very disrespectful. Very wrong. All right. Coming up next, find out what we would do in sticky situations. And later, should you fear sharing your goals? Oh, wow. Let's talk about it. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back to TGIF. Soulmates, have y'all ever thought about how you would handle yourselves if you were placed in the middle of an unexpected situation? Well, we'd like for you to chime in the fun in hashtag WWYD. What would you do? All right, fellas, a woman in Colorado found her husband of over 10 years is actually her cousin. Mm. Now, the woman found out through a DNA test that she took to dig deeper into her family history. The news did not deter them from staying in their marriage. Now, in fact, the woman shared that her marriage has become stronger. All right, if you found out your spouse was your relative, what would you do? And the couple is between second and seventh cousins. Al, what would you do?
First of all, this is a little weird because if they did the DNA, if they did the, you know, 23andMe, it will tell you exactly where you fall between second and seventh. That's a huge difference because we know when it comes to DNA, fourth cousins share 71% of DNA. Seventh cousins only share 3.2. So if it was seventh cousin, I clearly probably wouldn't have a problem with that. But fourth cousin or third cousin or second cousin where the DNA is 80 to 70%, I'm not sure that I would be so comfortable with that. But sixth cousin DNA, you share 11%. Fifth cousin DNA, you share 32%. For me, I would prefer to be on the lower end. So seventh cousin, sixth cousin, maybe, but definitely not second and third.
So what would you do? 10 years in?
Nah, I don't know. Pretend like I didn't find that information out.
All right.
So you would stay. Yeah. So for me, honestly, after 10 years and two kids or something like that, I'm staying at this point because at the end of the day, it's not going to change my feelings. And if everything was healthy, I didn't really know. Honestly, I would probably stay. And I probably would have put it on TikTok. People were saying, why are you putting it on TikTok? Like, you should have kept that. It's an interesting fact. And there's nothing to hide about. You didn't do it on purpose. You found out that you were sleeping with your cousin. It is what it is. You got kids. As long as everyone's healthy and you guys can stomach it, I would probably stay at that point.
One of my friends went to someone's house before that had a kid with their sister.
That's crazy.
That kid was a mess. And it was super fast, too. Like, really, like, a lot of fast movements. I'm going to say this. If I had two kids already and I'm in love with this person and, you know, we already had two kids and they're healthy and there's no genetic issues there, I would stay, but it would probably feel weird. But I wouldn't want to make any more kids. I'd be like, we are not having any, right, putting ourselves in jeopardy of having, you know, we're not going to have no more kids. But 10 years in, yeah. But second cousin,
why'd you never know?
Why have you never met your second cousin? Because you would know us. Like, second cousins, that's, I would, right, know. Third, fourth, and fifth. You know what I mean?
There are a couple of states that allow first cousins to get married as long as you take genetic counseling. Because like you said, Claudia, first cousins that have kids together genetically could be an issue. So,
well, my friend, the family's house, she was at, all the kids, they look like the kids on the hills have eyes. Mm-hmm. So it was really tough.
I know a few of them in person.
Our dog said they look like siblings. What do you mean you didn't know? And Yaya 502 said, hell no, no cousin, too many people out there. Yeah, but you're already with the person. And Tisa said, oh no, Danny said after fourth cousin it doesn't count though, but there's a range. All right, take a look at what's happened when a man's girlfriend was at odds with his mother.
She doesn't know boundaries, Tyler. What don't you understand? So it's your mom over me. You don't care about how I feel.
It's a great balance between the both. But it's always you, but it's gonna be my mom too.
Miss Audrey, ma'am.
Mom.
Excuse me.
Don't go, please.
Tyler, shut up. Audrey, let me get you straight. That's my son. I don't know how you grew up or whoever raised you, but that's mine's, okay?
All right, y'all. If your parent was meddling in your relationship, what would you do? Armand, let's go to you first.
I understand the mom. You know, I feel bad for the man because you can't trust the woman either. She's a manipulator. The fact that that video is here and we're able to talk about it on TGIF is the reason why the mother doesn't like her. Man, we shouldn't even have this footage. The fact that you were sitting there recording that proves the mother right. You're not good for him. This should not be on the internet. That's how I look at it. So you're an opportunist. And if things get bad for you, you will expose my son at your earliest convenience. So I don't trust her. The fact that we're even talking about it, she's a no for me.
Oh, okay.
That was a good one, Armand. You know, I don't know if it's unfortunate or fortunate, Armand. We later learned that this is a skit and she's a Tubi actress. Oh. So, well, you let her have it though, brother. You let her have it. But say it was real. You know, what I just listened to you say just resonated to me. You know, as a mother, you know, they sense things, right? So I feel like it has to be mutual. I feel like sometimes though, the new girl that's entering into the relationship of a mother, son, you have to respect that mother-son relationship. Now, if she's disrespecting you, then you need to take that disrespect to your boyfriend. What would I do if I was in that situation? I would talk to my significant other about the issue, and then I would bring my mother in and a third party to help mediate the conversation. So I would probably take it to a therapist couch so that there's no, you know, favoritism shown or no impartial situation, and let somebody help us coach us through the issue, especially if I was in love with the young lady and I still wanted to protect and love my mother.
I'll tell you this, if I was her and this was real, now that we know it's a skit, mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to marry someone like that because I would feel like I'd always be undermined. And they say when a man finds a wife, he's like supposed to leave his family, and like his new family is his wife. I think that's what they say in the Bible, is somewhere along the lines of that. You know, they do say that. They do say that. I will say this. There are a lot of women out here. I'm not just going to put this on black women because I knew a white woman that did this as well. When their husband is gone, sometimes they put a lot of unnecessary pressure on their son, their mother-son relationship. It almost feels like they're dating their son. And you'd be like, yo, sometimes you're going over your boundaries and no woman will be good enough. And then when he breaks up with her, then she's like, whatever happened, what would I do? I wouldn't want to marry this guy. I would definitely want to have a conversation. I'd want to try to calm it down because you can't be happy knowing your man's mom don't rock with you. That's got to be so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's going to cause fights with you and him. I don't want to fight with you over your mother, you know, and that's definitely going to mess with my libido.
I just think it's important when people are in relationships, because this happens to me, unfortunately, because I have like 9 brothers and sisters. And they always say I hate everybody's significant other, whether it's a girlfriend or a boyfriend, whatever. But I just feel as though, like, let me have my time with my sister or my brother, or let them have their time with their mother. A lot of times these spouses come in and they get intimidated or jealous when you have a person with a big family. They see the camaraderie, especially if they don't have a big family. They see the camaraderie amongst the family, and they start wanting to insert themselves all the time. Understand, you live with this person. You have your time. Maybe I don't want to see you every time I see my brother. Maybe I don't want to see you every time I see my sister. So let us have our moment with our family member, and you can have them back, I promise you. But I think sometimes these girlfriends, these boyfriends, they try to come in too strong and insert themselves and take that person completely away. Right. And that's when it becomes a problem.
We have a couple of comments. Sandra Minaj said, mom needs to stay in her lane. I will walk away from that relationship. And Rial says, when you get married, your spouse is your family and everyone else is your relative. It's biblical. Sleepy ZZZ said, some mothers have an unhealthy relationship with their son because it didn't work out with the father. And Royalty QG said, my mother-in-law was disrespectful while we were dating and still is 26 years later. I've known her since I was 9. Ooh.
I agree with you, Armand, especially when you come from a close-knit family, mm-hmm. because they actually, a lot of the spouses are jealous. Mm-hmm. They're jealous of that unique bond that you have. I come from a large family too, 6 of us. And what I've noticed, a lot of the spouses that come into our family, there is a rocky period. And some of the rocky periods we get over, some of them we don't. But I'm exactly like you. They do see the love, the camaraderie. They see the house, you know, how the family structure is and the love between parents, both parents, father, mother. And I feel like, in my opinion, they're a little bit jealous and they do try to put a wedge in between it. So I get it.
All these dysfunctional people that need therapy. That's why I don't love them hoes. All right. Another day, another Karen. Watch what happens when a woman thought she could control someone else's household.
You guys are screaming so loud. The whole neighborhood, 911, the cops are about to call in. I don't want to do that.
I don't give a we is at our house, lady. Don't you dare come to my house. Go on and get off.
No.
What you doing over here? No. Don't touch my door.
Sweetie, look at me.
I don't care. What is y'all doing over here?
This one had me heated. Now, if a Karen rolled up to your house like this, what would you do? Al, what would you do? Karen rolls up You having too much fun. You laughing too loud. I hear you cackling in there. What's going on? What you gonna do?
I would let the dogs out. I'll unleash the dogs. I'll unleash the cats. I'll call the police. It was just too much back and forth to me, especially from a drunk person. Definitely would have got her off of my property immediately.
Okay, Armand, what would you do? They roll up. You having too much fun in your own house.
It's the entitlement for me, and it's the audacity for me, because these people are crazy. Like, something similar like this happened to me. I was out with my friends, my godmother, my godbrothers and stuff like that. And we're at a restaurant, mind you, we're the only brown people in the building. But, you know, we're laughing, joking and drinking and use the N word. And the white guy came and was like, hey, don't say that word. That's not an appropriate word. First of all, sir, you don't tell me what word I can use. You don't try to check me on my conversation. Mind your business. I just think some of these clear people, they get too comfortable trying to butt themselves in our business. And then when we check them, they're appalled. You know what I mean? They're flabbergasted. And so at the end of the day, mind your business, lady. Don't you dare walk onto my property and tell me I'm laughing too loud, because I would have laughed in her face and probably spit in her face and told her to get the F1.
Now, I see when you have shared walls with someone and it's loud and their loudness is interfering into your house. Maybe you got a baby sleep, but I can see you maybe having a legitimate, hey, can you keep it down a little bit? But a house? I wish a bitch would roll up and knock on this 12-foot door and try to tell me that I'm loud. Because I'd be outside doing my little gardening, playing. I put my speaker outside and I was playing Sexy Red the other day and all my ratchet music, and nobody bothered me. But they know better. But I am in Texas and everybody here does have a gun, and there is a gun in my house. I will say that. There is a gun in this house for y'all that want to know and want to pull up. But this lady tried to even say that she was like a prosecutor
or a district attorney, something like that.
Now with that blood alcohol level, she was drunk and slurring. She's like, I think she was mad that they was, you know what? A lot of these Karens get mad at Black Joy. You're minding your business in your house, playing spades, being loud. You are entitled to have that in your space. And yes, they're still not happy. It wasn't the loudness. It was you heard people that were being happy and you were not a part of it. You had to go back to your little single wide trailer and probably your house smelled like dog pee, and you're just not happy. You're just not happy. All right. Someone said they would hold her down. Well, she probably
don't do that. Don't do that.
But see, my thing is,
don't hose them and don't spit on them. That's assault, and she can charge you.
But if you on my property, what if they would have shot her like they did that young man? She came in aggressive.
Yeah,
again, they'll make excuses for that old white man.
Do not spit on them.
Bettina Lester said, I would have said, Karen, go get you some business because it does not live here, and shut my door. The Afro Beatnik said, if that's what a gun license is for, back the F off my property. We can play that game too. And Unos Dos says, got in her or your own damn house behind your own four walls where you can't hear us. That is crazy. Yeah, leave people alone in their own house. Stop trying to police Black people just having fun. But then they'd be noticeably quiet when, like, we need help for something, right? There's no calling the police then, but when we're having fun, okay, I see.
But they probably don't feel like Black people are supposed to be in that area. It looks like a two-story, nice, big two-story house. They probably was having a gathering. So they're probably sitting around complaining. But the audacity of them to be walking down the street and feel like they're laughing too loud, and you're going to feel like you're going to knock on my door, girl, you're out of your mind. I wish somebody would do that to me. We're going to definitely get into it.
Mm-hmm. Keep making those people mad. Keep making that noise. Be having parties, girl, have space. Crazy. Remodel your house. Make it the hottest house on the block, and they'll really be mad. All right, coming up next, are you fearful of sharing your goals? That's interesting. And later, it's time for what we cop and what we let flop. We'll be right back after the break. Hit that like button. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show. All right, y'all, check out this tweet by rapper Lil Durk. He wrote, I don't tell nobody my goals or plans. Why? So you can kill it before it happens? That's pretty sad. Are you careful about who you share your future goals with? Alice, go to you first.
Yes, absolutely. Especially in this business, because there are haters. People are definitely praying for your downfall. People are jealous. People will try to blacklist you. I say for me, when you're in a very competitive business, definitely, you have to move in silence. You have to also, what I've learned, and this is just a very hard lesson that I've had to learn over the years, you definitely have to surround yourself with people who understand that there is enough money and fame to go around for everybody. Because if everybody's feeling like they're fighting for the same space, they're definitely gonna try to sabotage you. So I agree with what he said.
All right. Armand, what do you think?
I agree 100%. Energy is transferable. And I think that it goes on like a lot of different levels. I don't share my goals. Like when I do my cleanses and things like that, I don't share them with like my friends or even sometimes my partners, just because they may not be on the same page. And, you know, they might not even do it on purpose, but because they're not in the headspace, right, to really chase their dreams and manifest what they want, they might subconsciously hope that you fail so that they can feel comfort in them not doing the work. So, you know, you never want someone else to be kind of thinking, I hope he doesn't get it. I hope he doesn't get it. Because if you talk too much, that will happen. And also, I think it's interesting, you know, not to really share your goals too with your spouse if you guys are not on the same page, because sometimes the person closest to you can be a goal killer. Like imagine you having a great day and you're like, you know what? I'm about to go become a hiker today or whatever. And they're like, you want to do that? Immediately you're drained, you're depressed. So I just think if it's something really special, something that you want to do, something that you want, you keep it to yourself until it manifests in the real world.
I hear both of you, and I see how that would make sense. I, however, do share my goals with my friends, but I also have a different standard now on who I call a friend now. And that's changed as I've gotten older, right? So it took me a long time to get here. Before, I would think everybody's my friend. If I'm being a good friend to you, then you most likely being a good friend to me. And I would be naive and think that, you know, because I've showed you love or I support you, that necessarily meant that you were giving it back to me. And I've had to find that out the hard way. It was extremely heartbreaking to find out people that I really rock with and really was like looking out for was not having my best interest in mind. So throughout the years, I've gotten to a point where I just don't call everybody a friend anymore. Mm-hmm. So the people that I do call my friends are very, very, very much a part of my life. And they're not really in the business that much, you know, like they do other things. So there's no competition anyways. But I also have a friend that is in the business, one of my best friends, Annie Alonza, who I can tell her anything. And that girl will get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and listen to my radio show. She will get up and support and post. And she, there's no competition there. She doesn't covet what I have. But I just think it is, you know, I'm just at a different place. But when I was younger, yeah, I totally get what y'all saying. There's people that can wish harm upon you. But those really aren't your people, y'all. They're not. They're not your people if they don't want the best for you. They're not your friend. They're not your mate. They're not your spouse. And they really shouldn't be in your circle if they don't want the best for you. Those are people that do you dirty.
Can I just add to that? Because I do think there is, for me, there is a way to share your goals and accomplish them, but you have to have a strong mental. So what I've kind of learned over the years, you share your goals, but not as like, okay, let's say like, oh, I want this. I want to get on TV or I want to be an actor. No, what you do if you're going to share your goals with people, you share them as if they already have happened, as if they are so. So you say, you know, I'm so happy that I am going to be an actor or I am an actor. I've acted in this role because now you're saying that it has already happened. So it's harder for people's energy to infiltrate that because you're so confident in your mind that it has already happened to where you're not even thinking that it can't happen. So you're attracting that to you. So when I do decide to share it, I share it as if it's already had happened.
That makes sense. All right. We have a lot of comments. Who that PYT said, I don't worry about that because what is for me is for me. What makes their prayers stronger than mine? Sneaker Queen said, they will take your goals and try to accomplish them before you. Ooh, I had a girl do me like that. I told them about an audition. She undercut me and went to the audition before me and tried to get it. It didn't work out for her. El Stena said, Claudia, that's exactly my experience. And it's hard to realize that. Stopped using the word best friend. And Denise Dort said, what God has for you is meant for you and it cannot be taken away from you. I just want to say this in closing, moving on, because this is something that is close to my heart. When you're out here trying to sabotage other people, you may have some small, short-term success. You may get them off a project or kind of like undercut them. But long-term, you will be surprised at how that karma will spin the block and get you on something that you really, really want and that you really, really were good for. And karma will remember, yeah, but you know what? You over here trying to take a dollar over here from this person, you missing out on this $1 million that I had for you, but you ain't going to get it no more because you had bad intentions. So just be careful with your actions, y'all, because karma spins the block.
Yeah, you know, the sad part is some people don't even recognize that it's bad karma.
They really don't, and they be smiling in your face.
They be just all like up thinking, they just, you're right, Claudia.
It's true.
Stick around, you'll see.
Hey. It always works out in the end. It always works out.
But sometimes people don't realize that they're wishing negativity on you. They're just not in a happy space, so they're not vibrating at a level of abundance. So yeah, they subconsciously wish negative on you, and it's not even on purpose all the time.
Some people just don't know that they are just grade haters. Like, they're just,
hey, DNA. If you're in a position, if you're in a position to put others on, to help somebody else, to give someone a heads up on something, do it. I promise you, it will not take away from you. You will get blessed more down the block. You will. I promise you. I promise you. Promise you. All right. We got to tease, but I love those kind of conversations. Mm-hmm. We're going to have more like that. Keep it locked, because coming up next, find out what we cop and what we let flop. And later, is Krishan Rock a changed woman? Stay tuned. We'll see. We'll talk all about it when we come back. We'll be right back. Welcome back to TGIF. All right, y'all. People are always trying to pull a fast one by selling outrageous products and services. Let's cover the foolery in a new segment we like to call Cop or Flop. All right, y'all. First up, a man got dragged on social media after showing off what he thought was a fashionable appearance alteration. The man recorded himself flashing his prosthetic diamond eyes. Someone on Twitter wrote, having diamond eyes is another level of crazy. Another person wrote, imagine getting robbed and they say, take out your eyeball. What do you think about this? Is it a cop or flop? Now, Armand, I know you and I, we like a lot of diamonds. Would you get a diamond eye? Is it a cop or is it a flop?
I mean, okay, so if it's for a one night out, I probably would cop it. But if that's like a permanent everyday, absolutely not. Child, I wear contacts and I don't even want to cop these. Okay, I can't wait to get my LASIK because this little plastic here drives me crazy. But if it's a cute little one night out and it pops in and it pops out and it doesn't cause any damage, I think I'd cop it if I could see through it.
Am I you a little ghetto, huh?
I just feel like if that'd be cute if you wore it to like the Met Gala or something as a man. Like, you know, okay, like a little Met Gala vibe, you know, that's a Grammy vibe, like a little award show vibe or a performance vibe. You know what I mean? So
performance, I can see that. Cool.
Yeah, it's a little elevated, kind of different. So I like it.
Okay. Al, are you copping it or is it a flop?
So listen, remember, this is not like a contact. This is a prosthetic eye. So that means the person has a damaged eye socket and they're putting a prosthetic in. So I got to tell you, if you have any type of facial deformity, you really have a lot of self-confidence issues. So if this prosthetic eye is giving that person confidence, I say go for it, because I can't imagine having a deformity on my face. I make a lot of money off of this face, and I can't imagine not having an eyeball in my eyeball socket. So if he want to put a diamond in that damn eyeball socket as a prosthetic eye, go for it, brother. If it gives you confidence to make you wake up and tackle this world out here, because there's some mean people out in this world, I say cop, cop, cop.
Al talking like he's a super. He said, I make a lot of money off this face. I don't get out of the $10,000. I'm like Cindy Crawford up in this piece. For me, it's a flop. Mm. A diamond. I get it for a performance, yes. But I just think about how uncomfortable that has to be. Like, that's got to be uncomfortable. But if you don't have an eye there, I guess anything kind of goes. I guess you can have a little fun with it. But if I have a healthy eye, I'm not having this on top. No. Okay, we have some comments. Jermaine Tart said, a fool and his money will soon part. Empress Majesty said, it's not worse than little Uzi BS. And Carolyn Jones said, that would be cute on you, Armand. Okay, they're here for that. Mm-hmm. And Candace said, ooh, it looks painful. And our dog said, I like it. It's very James Bond villain. Hey, to each their own. Okay.
I mean, it's either that or an eye patch if he doesn't have an eyeball there. You know, I'd rather look at a diamond than an eye socket or an eye patch, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Wouldn't it be all jizzy in the
eye? But then how do you clean that? Hey. You know what I mean? And when you cry, I don't know, it just looks painful though. But
it's so I watched, did you guys follow this guy? His name is Jared Stodd. You should watch him. He has like almost 9 million followers, and he has a prosthetic eye because he had a deformity, he had an accident. Mm-hmm. And he uses all types of different eyes. And he says that when he used to wear a patch, he got judged like on everything. People just treated him completely different. But when he wears these different prosthetic eyes, America and the world treats them different.
All right. Well, we'll keep it moving. It looks like the ladies are finding new ways to stay safe out in these streets. A woman posted some pictures on her of her cousin getting her hair done. And she had the stylist sew an air tag into her braids under her wig. Now, what do you think about this safety method? Is it a cop or a flop? Armand?
I think I would cop it. But first, can I just say, like, women, y'all go through so much for beauty. Like, the braids, the hat, the wig, the air tag. Like, child, I be trying to, like, get my hair braided sometimes when I had hair. And I take them things out because it just would be too much. Like, trying to sleep and scratching and itching and moisturizing. So this is just another layer that is added. So I commend you. I bow to you women when it comes to your hair. But you know, the AirTag is very clever, especially when you're going overseas and going to Mexico and stuff. You got to see what's going on because it's a lot of foolishness that goes on overseas. So I ain't mad at it. I probably would install an AirTag in my head too if I could. It's a cop for me.
I'm going to go ahead on this one next. I think it's a great idea. And I think I want to actually do this next time I go somewhere that I think may be dangerous. I think I have air tags in my cat's collars when they run outside. And it's like it has eased the anxiety of trying to find them. I think it's a good idea, especially I think she's going somewhere by herself, too. And that's why she was doing that. I see nothing wrong with this. I think it's a good idea. Al, cop or flop? What you think?
It's a flop for me. Sorry. It's a flop for me. First of all, I'm not going anywhere that's that dangerous that I have to wear a freaking air tag. Now, I will say it's a cop if she's doing something that she knows that she shouldn't be doing and she's afraid she might not make it back. And she wants to make sure that she knows that people know where she is. But other than that, I really think the fear mongering, it's just another thing to stress about. I don't like it. I think when you travel, you're traveling for fun. And if you're going somewhere that you don't feel like you're going to be safe, you probably shouldn't be there.
Empire TV said, this is smart. Whoever came up with this idea needs major credit. And Sleepy ZZZ said it's a flop. All that radiation going to fry her brain.
Right.
And Miss Maya, MIA to you said, oh my God, not Siri, find my wig. No, it's not about finding wig. It's finding you when you go
finding
missing.
Finding you.
All right.
Isn't she going to Mexico or something? You need an air tag. You going to Mexico, baby. Air tag me up.
That be?
Mexico scares
that
me.
That I was supposed to be.
I went to Colombia for these teeth. I wish I would have had an air attack because they were doing protests and they was beating and killing people. I was so scared. But anyway, that's a story for another day.
Better safe than sorry. Buffalo Bills rookie Keon Coleman got candid about his spending habits. Take a look.
Guess where I got this from, though. I'm saying you got to guess. You're going to be wrong, though, but guess.
Time is up.
Nah. Macy's, what you mean? They be on sale on the rack, all the colors. Look, $79.89.
All right, y'all. When it comes to a sale, are you going to cop it or let it flop and buy it at full price? Al, what do you think? I know you wear a lot of designer stuff.
I'm like this young man right here. I've learned the hard way, man. I'm going for the sale. I'm going straight for the sale. And he got all the money. He got like a $10 million contract or $4 million signing bonus. His mama has taught him well. I am going to, what is the question again?
Cop or flop?
Cop or flop. I'm a cop the sale.
All right. Armand, what do you think?
Chad, when you find like that, of course you sound smart and look smart. Of course, he could have said he got that at the thrift store. We'd have been all over it. But at the end of the day, I feel him, though. I love a good sale. And for me, I like to buy high. I like to buy low. I like to buy what I like. So if it's expensive and I want it, I'll get it. But if it's inexpensive and I want it, I consider that a win and a deal. So I like to buy high and low and mix and match. So it's definitely a cop for me.
Cop all day long. I love this. I hope it sets an example. I think people are living way beyond their means, trying to be like the people they see on Instagram. And the people on Instagram ain't living like the people that you think are on Instagram. They're not even living like that. And I am here for it. You got to spend a lot of money.
He reminds me of you, Claudia. He actually reminds me of you. Because did you see those diamonds draped on his neck?
I will have a nice paint on and a Fashion Nova or sheen shirt.
Exactly. So he does a perfect high-low. He had all these diamonds that were dripping, but he's got on a $79 jacket, but he's walking off of a freaking private plane, just like Claudia Jordan.
I'll be on a private plane with a $42 outfit. Drinking a $200 shot, okay? Billy Little said, that's how you keep the money. And Marcina Faith Albert said, love this. That's how you keep it together. And Naja Mills said, millionaires wear the same clothes every day. Very plain. We're the only ones that love to flex. Poor people try to look rich, and rich people try to look poor. Rule of thumb. Coming up, Krishan Rock's big lifestyle change. Keep it locked. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show. Krishan Rock has announced a major lifestyle change for herself and her son. She claims she has completely stopped smoking and drinking alcohol. She said, "Now I just full-time work out." Do you believe this transformation and do you think it will last? Al, what do you think?
I hope so. I'm not sure if this is documented yet, but I think she's doing this because of her child, right? From the alcohol fetal syndrome. And I'm thinking that it had an effect because she documented drinking and smoking the whole time that she was pregnant. And I think her child may have alcohol fetal syndrome. And she's like saying, you know, I'm going to change my life. I have a child that I got to take care of now. I applaud her for this. And I'm very proud of Krishan Rock if she can maintain it and if this is true.
Let's just say allegedly because she hasn't said it, right? But
allegedly. I think I may have read somewhere, but I don't know if she's addressed it. But yes, allegedly. My apologies.
No, it's okay. I just want to make sure we're good. So yeah, she hasn't said it, but there a lot of fans are definitely speculating about that. Right. Iman, what do you think about what she said?
I say good luck to her. You know, I like to see what happens when Blueface gets out of jail. Then I'll believe it. You know, I just feel like Blueface was the anchor to all of this. And since he went and got locked up, then everybody's completely changed their life. But, you know, I feel like, Krishan, hopefully she's changed her life because people were kind of getting over her in the dramatics, in the cloud chasing, and the arrogance and the ignorance. So this is a great rebrand for her. And I just hope that it's, you know, for real.
I wish she would have done this before she, you know, got pregnant. I think that would have been great to see that journey. And I hope it's true. I think she's entertaining. She has a lot of charisma, but I agree. I think we'll see the factor that is missing in her life right now is Blueface. He was a huge influence on her. And when he gets out and he says, "Hey, let's turn up." I don't know. I hope she has the strength to say, "No, I'm on this journey." Or is she just going to like say and go with it and YOLO. All right.
Do we ever find out if that is Blueface's child?
Yeah, I'm assuming it is. We just assume that it is.
Yeah, I think they took a paternity test, but then he started saying it wasn't, but when he was mad at her for that week. Check out this tweet by Cardi B. She wrote, "I hate when I'm too happy because what's the catch?" Have you ever felt like, you know, I'm happy? Is there a disappointment on the way? Should I not get too comfortable in this? Armand, what do you think about this?
I definitely feel her. I agree with her because I've been there before. But, you know, I think that that's just we need to realize as people that we deserve abundance. We deserve joy and we should focus more attention on that. But I would be lying to sit up here and say that when things are not going good, I'm looking for the joke. I'm looking for the accident. I'm looking for the bad news call because it always seems like things are going too well. But at the end of the day, you deserve to live in, you know, joy and abundance. So live in it and be happy in it.
All right, Al, have you felt this way?
Oh, absolutely. I think we all have felt like this, and that's why we like Cardi B, because she says stuff that we all felt. But I think as you season and get mature and a little bit older, you understand that what's for me is for me, and nobody can come in between that. And what you do is you still bask in it, but you're just always prepared, at least for me. I'm always prepared for the other side because I've gone through it so much. I have fun, Claudia, you know I do. I have fun, I wear fun out, and I appreciate all the positive moments in my life.
I get it, but I try to not think of the negative because I feel like as soon as you start thinking of the negative, you are just calling it right into your life. And guess what? It shows up. And then it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. See, I knew it was going to be happening. I knew it was too good to be true. Sometimes when you're a good person, it isn't too good to be true. You deserve it from some stuff you did in the past and you were a good person and embrace it. It's okay. I want to thank my co-hosts, Al Reynolds and Armand Wiggins, for joining me tonight. Thanks for watching us on YouTube. Stay tuned for Foxhole Face Off. I told you they'd be going at it. We will see you back here tomorrow. Be safe and be kind. Bye, y'all.
Have a good night, so
much. Peace out.